The BP well is dead. Long live the cleanup.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government says the BP oil well in the Gulf of Mexico has finally stopped gushing. It has been almost 5 months since the well started spilling oil into the water. The aftermath will last much longer. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us live to talk about what is still being figured out. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning.
So BP's share price rose after the spill was declared officially over, but the company is still going to have to pay out a lot of money. How much money is BP out so far?
Well, BP says that so far the spill response has cost $9.5 billion. That includes almost $250 million that's been paid out to people like fishermen and hotel owners who've lost business because of the mess. It's pretty likely BP will still have to pay fines under the Clean Water Act, and those could total well into the billions of dollars. Now, none of this is terribly surprising. The company has set aside more than $32 billion to pay for all these things, but it's still a lot of money we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And when can we expect to see BP drilling in the Gulf again?
Maybe never. There's a ban on drilling deepwater wells that's in place until the end of November. In July, the House passed a bill, it's stalled in the Senate for now, that would bar BP from getting new offshore leases because of its lousy safety record. If that bill or something similar passes, it could keep BP out of the Gulf indefinitely. Now, this is all a big turning point for BP, especially because it's getting a new CEO on October 1st, when Bob Dudley officially takes over from Tony Hayward. It's obviously good news all around that the spill is over, but it's also a huge understatement to say that the new head faces a lot of challenges.
That's Marketplace's Elisa Roth. Elisa, thank you.
You're welcome.
A Pentagon spending bill is in the Senate this week, and it has become a magnet for all sorts of causes that you may not associate with defending the homeland. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has that from Washington.
Senate leaders will try to jump on board with amendments to repeal the military's don't ask, don't tell policy, and to allow young illegal immigrants who go to college or join the military to become citizens. What does that have to do with defense programs? Former Army Secretary Luis Caldera says it'll create new recruits for military service.
They're immigrant children who are very patriotic and want to serve, and yet they have this obstacle.
Another group of senators could try to ban Clean Air Act spending by the Environmental Protection Agency. Todd Harrison at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment isn't surprised by the extraneous amendments.
Because everyone knows that if you want to get something passed, this is a good vehicle to do it.
This year's fight over the amendments will likely delay the bill's passage until after the election. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And you heard John mention that illegal immigration has found its way into the defense bill. Well, former Secretary of State Colin Powell said yesterday that illegal immigrants do essential work in this country and that he has firsthand knowledge of that because they fix his house. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Powell urged his fellow Republicans to support immigration generally. He said a path to legal status should be offered because illegal immigrants do work that needs to get done. He didn't specify whether he hired illegal immigrants directly or whether they showed up at his house with his contractors. Now let's do the numbers. World stock markets are higher this morning, but there's not a lot of trading. A lot of holidays are being observed in Asia this week. Wall Street's had a cheery September so far. All this talk about how this month is usually bad for stocks, ha! The Dow Industrials are up about 6% in September, closing Friday at 10,607.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hawaii has become a magnet lately for TV and film production. Good timing, too, because the show that made that state a TV icon in the 60s and 70s, it's back. Here's reporter Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
Hawaii is riding a pretty good wave right now when it comes to luring TV and film productions to its shores. Just ask Georgia Skinner. She's at the helm of the state's Creative Industries Division.
This has been an incredible year for Hawaii in terms of our production expenditures. It is the biggest year ever for our state, and we are at $347 million right now.
Skinner says the state's tax incentives have played a big role in attracting film business from other parts of the world.
It's not so much anymore the beauty of your location or the qualified crew. If you don't have your tax incentive, which is the first thing productions ask about, then you're not a competitor.
The global success of the TV series Lost, which was filmed entirely in Hawaii, helped convince the state to increase its tax incentives. And because of its positive partnership with Hawaii, ABC is back again filming another series called Off the Map. But the show getting the most buzz this fall is the one that put Hawaii on the map. A new version of Hawaii 5-0 debuts tonight. To celebrate, CBS held a special premiere on the beach in Waikiki. One of the main actors in the new Hawaii 5-0 is Daniel Day Kim, who also starred in Lost. During that show's six-year run, Kim saw a spike in TV and film production in Hawaii.
It showed that creative people can live here and work here, and there's a certain spirit to this island that extends to crews and cast that come here, and I really appreciate the spirit that they bring to work every day.
The original Hawaii 5-0 premiered in 1968 and ran for 12 seasons. Now, many like Georgia Skinner hope the new series will bring even more film crews and visitors to the islands.
Hawaii 5-0 coming back to the islands and really putting Hawaii in everyone's living room every week is the greatest boon for our state that there could be.
In Honolulu, I'm Heidi Chang for Marketplace.
And finally, a British railway company is eliminating toilets on some of its new trains. The BBC reports Southern Railway will use the new toiletless trains on shorter commuter routes where most people travel for less than half an hour. Southern Railway, do you feel lucky? This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.